This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Monday Night Football proved a couple of things, and one of them was that the Bills and Jets need a receiver.
Right.
For the Jets, it's another receiver. And we'll get to Monday Night Football. But for the Bills, it was they need themselves a guy closer to a number one. And today, we got a double dip of trades that bolster both of those teams' receiving cores. Now, remember, we had heard in the preseason, right, the Brandon Ayuk ongoing saga between San Francisco and their wide receiver was that the Browns were interested in getting in on that deal, but as part of that, they wanted to send Amari Cooper to San Francisco and get Brandon Ayuk in return. So we knew Amari Cooper has been available and been available for quite some time. Today, the Buffalo Bills acquire Amari Cooper from the Cleveland Browns, and they give Josh Allen a number one receiver. In return, a third-round pick will go to Cleveland, along with a second or seventh-round pick in 2026. The Bills will get Amari Cooper in a 2025 sixth-round draft pick. Look, if you're Josh Allen, you have got to be loving what your franchise just did for you, because in the first couple of weeks, you got by with a bunch of twos and a budding potential number one in Keon Coleman being your receiving core.
As long as he can keep from dropping the ball.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one, especially for a rookie, or if you're a veteran like Mike Williams.
Or Amari Cooper, who leads the league in drops.
Yep, but you had Khalil Shakir. He went down, and he got dinged up last week and was not available last week, right?
Mm-hmm. And wasn't as much of a factor last night.
And you saw, though, that this offense has its flaws when you have a chink in the armor of a receiving core that's built on a bunch of number twos. Now, that receiving core looks a whole lot better and serviceable when you have Amari Cooper, Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid.
And right? Ray Davis off the practice squad.
Ray Davis off the practice squad as your running back, right?
Unbelievable.
But Mac Hollins now can come in, and now you have balance when you go in a four receiver set, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you are in truly a 10 personnel, you look a lot more comfortable. You look a lot more balanced
scarier
when it's Cooper, Shakir, Coleman, and Hollins out there. I think that's a great move for a team that feels like they have a Super Bowl window that is open right now, and the freight that you had to pay wasn't that high to get Amari Cooper.
No, and I think a big part of that is according to NFL analytics and all of the next gen stats and everything along those lines, among starting wide receivers, Amari Cooper is dead last. He's had an incredibly poor year. And he's always had a case of the drops, but Deshaun Watson has been so bad, so egregiously bad, that I don't think you can necessarily do a fair statement of Amari Cooper is bad. Now, I've always been a guy who thought Amari was much better as a number two than as a number one, but he's such a significant upgrade over what Buffalo has that I don't think it's going to matter. It also very much feels like Buffalo was in on Devontae and couldn't get it done, and so they went down the path of let's go get Amari Cooper instead.
No doubt about it. And Devontae Adams is going to be a New York Jet, and the freight that the Jets had to pay, it wasn't as good as what the Vegas was hoping for, but it could potentially be. Vegas will get a conditional third-round pick, which can be improved to a second-round pick if Devontae Adams is first or second-team All-Pro or is active for the Jets for the AFC Championship game or Super Bowl.
I don't think either of those last two are happening, but the first or second team All-Pro, maybe.
He's going to have some work to do up to that.
But the only thing the only reason I even think that it's a possibility is because Aaron's going to force feed him the ball. Aaron's going to force feed him the ball. We know what that relationship is. And so maybe, but even then it's tough for me to see that happening.
I would say it would be very tough. And now the big question is, look, the Jets got their guy, and they have zero margin for error. We know they have zero margin for error. A lot of folks believe that there still is that window for the Jets to make it to the playoffs this year. Sitting at 2-4, you're looking at you have to finish 10-7, so that'd have to be an 8-3 finish to the season for the New York Jets, who fired their head coach. They did look more competent offensively last night than they have before.
That Breece Hall guy looked pretty good.
Hey, that Breece Hall. Yes. By the way, Breece Hall has been good. Mm-hmm. And Nathaniel Hackett just didn't use him. If you stare down what they have remaining on the schedule, they got the Steelers, the Patriots, the Cardinals, the Colts, Seahawks, Dolphins, Jags, Rams, Bills, and Dolphins.
I mean, that last game of the season against the Dolphins, like, that's probably going to be a game that's likely deciding whether or not a team is in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, the good thing is they have two games against the Miami Dolphins, and if the Dolphins don't have Tua Tagovailoa, again, those games are very winnable. But they have zero margin for error now. They've got a receiver that Aaron Rodgers, again, trusts, he believes in. This is a weird move for New York. I'm not going to lie. Like,
it is and it isn't, because if you think about it, they've lost three straight games. They're 2-4. You're right. But they've lost three straight games by a combined 7 points.
Yes, but here's where you fire your head coach. You have a GM who everybody around the league thinks is a dead man walking.
Oh, he is.
And then you are going to hitch your wagon to a 30. You're giving up draft capital for the next GM who comes in. And you're going to hitch your wagon to a 32-year-old receiver that has an option year after this year. You're giving up draft capital, and nobody knows if Aaron Rodgers is even going to be back next year either, because Aaron Rodgers is still an effective quarterback. He does not look any semblance of what he once was.
Except for on Hail Marys.
On Hail Marys, he's still really dang good, right? That was incredible. Like,
absolute cannon.
There's a knack for just heaving that ball in ball placement on those throws, man. And he's got it still. But if you only have to give up a third-round pick and you don't believe that it'll turn into a second-round pick, like, you're optimistic on the potential of Devontae Adams being first or second-team All-Pro, his stats aren't going to be there.
It's going to have to be based on reputation.
And reputation right now is if Nico Collins gets back in short order. Mm-hmm. Nico Collins has missed a game and is still, yards-wise, the leading receiver in the National Football League. You got to catch up to Ja'Marr Chase. Chris Godwin's having an incredible year. Justin Jefferson isn't going to be going away. His reputation is incredible across the league. And then you have guys that are putting up pretty funny numbers, like Drake London, DK Metcalf. You know, there's a lot of ground that he's got to catch up, and, you know, some younger guys that may get a tip of the cap. Now, if Davante Adams comes in and they go on this stretch and they win 11 games, right, and they go 9-2, and they're like, what changed? Davante Adams? Yeah. You probably can say that's the mark of an all-pro wide receiver, and he puts up some ridiculous numbers. That'll work out, but as of right now, that second-round pick that the Raiders were hoping for, it didn't come to fruition on the surface, and potentially it could turn into it, but if it does, it'll be at the back end of that second round.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Does this signal the Raiders making a rebuild, though? Are they just going to tear it all down? They don't have a quarterback. They traded their number one receiver. They're workhorse running back is now playing in a different uniform from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are they just going to tear this thing down and start from scratch?
God willing.
Does that mean, though, because this is what I found interesting, is the, remember we talked about this, Schefter goes on McAfee yesterday.
I'm sure the Schefter's not pulling that out of his rear end.
He floats the Max Crosby earlier than anybody else. Well, now Davante Adams gets dealt. Does that become more of a realistic possibility of Max Crosby potentially leaving the Las Vegas Raiders?
Look, I am a big proponent of you need good players. But I've also said the only good players the Raiders have that are like foundational building blocks were Davante Adams, who's older, Max Crosby, and Brock Bowers. Beyond that, there's nobody on that team that you can't turn and burn and be like, oh, God, we don't have X. And that's just the reality of where they're at. And so I would hate to see them trade Max Crosby, but if they got the Herschel Walker, go ahead.
I don't think they're going to get the Herschel Walker.
But you know what I mean? Like if they got a, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's very likely on a Hall of Fame track. And if you get the King's ransom for him, go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
I would hate to see him gone in the same way that I hated to see Khalil Mack go.
Yeah, the King's ransom trades in the NFL just don't happen, though. You know,
yeah.
And this is going to be where you look at with Max Crosby is he is a guy, he's 27 years old, so he's still young, right? But he's not like a 24, 25-year-old, right? And those two to 3 years make a big difference in the National Football League. This year, for a team, you have the potential out at the end of this year, right? Where that makes him a far more tradable asset this year than any other year. He's making $30 million this year against the cap. It goes to 28 and then 24 over the next 2 years. There is an out, which means teams that may be in cap hell moving forward, see the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a guy like Max Crosby, you can get him for this year, and you're not going to give up a king's ransom for that guy, though, right? Because you're saying we're going to let him hit free agency, do his thing. We can't afford to keep him moving forward because of where our contracts are going to be lined up moving forward necessarily. And we need to make a run at a Super Bowl right now. If things work out, we can maybe make some tough decisions and we keep him around, right? And we absolutely love him, and he loves it in Detroit. Where did he go to college again?
Oh, right. Was that Eastern Michigan?
Eastern Michigan.
Mm.
And so everybody's kind of connecting these lines in that if there's a time that the Raiders are going to move him, this would probably be it. Because think of it in these terms. Max Crosby wants to be a Raider. There's no indication he does not.
Yeah, he genuinely loves the organization.
He's staying for Antonio Pierce to get that job mm-hmm. as the head coach. And everybody says that he was the driving force in making sure that Antonio Pierce is the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. So you have that connection there, right? But are they going to be in a winning mode
no.
by the end of his contract in two seasons?
No.
No, because they still have we don't have a quarterback. We have so many other pieces that we need to fill. It kind of feels like this may be the beginning of turning it over, especially on the heels of the report that Tom Brady, he got pushed through in the ownership. It sounds like he will be the owner, and they're saying, partner owner. He's not the owner.
Yes, he does not have that kind of money. He's got money.
He ain't that rich. But they're saying that he will have a lot of power in the decision-making was the report yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, the line for successful former, you know, GOAT as owner is pretty low. So.
Yep. Man.
Crossing the Michael Jordan line, not difficult.
Oh, boy.
Especially with where the Raiders have been for the last 20 years.
Are you doing okay right now? I feel like I need to. This is like a check.
No. Like I mean,
the Raiders, the USC's not good.
I want them to do this.
Okay.
Like, I want them to. It's not enjoyable. It's like watching the Blazers right now. I know what they need to do. It doesn't mean I want to go cover 82 games of. Blech. It's the same with the Raiders. It's like people are like, oh, you know. This weekend, they're like, oh, you weren't real active on Twitter. And number one, I was doing meal prep, so thank you for like watching to see how active I am on Twitter during a USC game, but I was cooking the entire time watching
the game. Well, because, let's be honest, you do have, like, it is, people will seek it out because you are white-knuckling every play, usually.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the only reason I wasn't this weekend is because I knew what I had going on this weekend, that I'd had to do my meal prep that day, and I had to make sure that I sat down for Oregon, Ohio State, and everything that goes around with that. But also going into this season, I thought that they would win 8 games.
Yeah.
So I never had any like misconception of them being this great team. And with the Raiders, I with the exception of them playing the Broncos, just because I like to watch that franchise just toil in despair, I wanted them to lose every single game. Get the best draft odds possible. And it's unfortunate that there's the quarterback class in this class isn't that great. It's not the class that we just had. But, you know.
Are you warming up to Shedeur Sanders?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I kind of am
a little bit.
Look, I think Shedeur Sanders in Las Vegas is a recipe for disaster. And not even with the organization. I'm the city.
See where Deion wants him?
Did he come out? What did he say?
Miami.
Also a disaster. But McDaniels could do some work with him, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So I can guarantee Deion doesn't want him in Dallas.
I bet you he doesn't. Go because he'd be backing up Dak at this point. Because good luck getting off of that contract. All right, two blockbuster trades. Hey, there may be more coming down the pipeline. The Bills get Amari Cooper. Davante Adams goes and reunites with Aaron Rodgers, who, can we call it what it is? Aaron Rodgers is the general manager of the Jets right now, kind of acting as the owner of the Jets right now. It's just he's getting all his friends back together.
I mean, if you could, wouldn't you?
If I could, yeah. Yeah. Everybody, right? Yeah, they
blast him. I can't believe he's doing this. Right? I'm like, what do you mean?
Well, no, it shouldn't be, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers is doing this. It should be, I can't believe, but it's totally believable. The New York Jets are allowing this to happen, right?
Like, yes.
It should, like, the player, yeah. Dude, if you could hook up all of your friends, yeah, you probably would too.
Yeah.
I think everybody in that position would do the same thing Aaron Rodgers is. Is it? It's the, hey, what about this team that is allowing it to happen? That's a sticky situation.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.